And this week, NPR and some member stations are looking at how the candidates define America's role in the world. It's a project called A Nation Engaged. This morning, military power from the perspective of the relationship between the U.S. and China. That relationship was strained recently, thanks mostly to tensions in the South China Sea. But the U.S. military is trying to reach out to its strategic foe. It invited China to participate in the world's largest biennial joint naval exercise. And NPR's Elise Hu was there.
On this hot Hawaii morning in July, the American Navy's Mobile Diving and Salvage Unit, MUDSUs as they're called, are jumping off a Pearl Harbor pier one by one in full diving gear. They're tethered to air supply hoses and armed with heavy equipment as they go about 20 feet below to weld thick metal underwater. This sort of skill is necessary in disasters or conflicts when ships or piers are damaged and need underwater repair.
And that's what they're getting ready to do.
The divers train for this regularly, but this time it's a little different. Just over their shoulders underwater are Chinese naval officers from the People's Liberation Army. A news crew narrates in Mandarin as the Chinese divers get in their scuba gear to learn the American Navy's underwater techniques. This is all by design. The U.S. Navy, the world's largest, invited the Chinese along with 25 other navies from around the world to its Rim of Pacific Naval Exercise, or RIMPAC. This has happened every 2 years since the 1970s, getting bigger every time, which means unlikely allies are teaming up. Korea and Japan, not traditionally partners, conducted a missile exercise together for the first time ever. The U.S. and China aren't on great terms, but training one another for natural disaster recovery scenarios.
RIMPAC is an exercise that's about building a partnership between all of the countries, and I say all of the countries.
Commodore Mel Wise is from the Royal Australian Navy. It's assisting the U.S. in commanding this largest maritime war game in the world. 45 ships, more than 200 aircraft, and 25,000 sailors take part.
So when you come to RIMPAC and you agree to participate in RIMPAC, one of the things you agree to do is that you will participate with all of the partner nations.
China's invitation to take part in its third RIMPAC, its second as a full participant, was hotly debated this year given ratcheting tensions on the waters, as the U.S. and Chinese navies were playing their month-long exercise involving advanced communications and staged earthquakes. China's aggression played out over real contested territory in the South China Sea, where half the world's trade passes. An international court ruled the same week RIMPAC started that China had no claim over much of the South China Sea. That decision and other claimants to the islands haven't stopped China from expanding its presence, building airstrips and hangars on what were previously just rocks.
I would not be inclined to have invited the Chinese to RIMPAC.
Grant Newsom is a former Marine colonel and former naval attaché to the U.S. Embassy in Japan. He points to the previous invitations extended to China and the lack of increasing cooperation since then to back up his point.
I would suggest that having gone ahead and just about gotten physical domination of the South China Sea in the intervening 2 years, additionally a constant campaign of hectoring and in the propaganda field, would suggest that there really hasn't been much of an improvement in behavior.
The relationship seems rather friendly at the diver-to-diver levels. U.S. divers demonstrate their techniques while the Chinese take in the training. Chinese naval officer Hu Pei is highest ranking among his group.
This is our diving working unit.
All right. Yeah. Have you done this before? Is this the first time? First time yet?
Yeah.
Hu didn't get a clearance to say anything more to journalists. At upper levels, joint commanders of the exercise, like Commodore Wise, say they aren't concerned about intelligence risks given the nature of this exercise.
Everything we do in RIMPAC is done at the unclassified level, and that just makes it easy for everyone to operate together and doesn't create any issues about issues of information flow around the partner nations.
Back on the pier, speakers blare the divers' conversations underwater as Navy diver Valerie DeFreitas monitors from above. The U.S. divers explain what they're doing, but Chinese partners aren't necessarily proficient in English.
I think all divers have a basic knowledge of what certain things mean, so it's all just body language.
practicing together will hopefully smooth some things over in the event of an actual natural disaster or conflict, the divers say. Higher up, what becomes of the U.S. and China's Pearl Harbor partnership depends on what happens when the war games stop and the scenarios get real. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.